The last convoy of American troops to leave Iraq drove into Kuwait on Sunday morning, marking the end of the nearly 9-year war. The convoy, which included about 110 vehicles and 500 soldiers, snaked out of Contingency Operating Base Adder near the southern city of Nasiriyah around 2:30 a.m. and headed toward the border. For security reasons, the last soldiers made no time for goodbyes to Iraqis with whom they had become acquainted. To keep details of the final trip secret from insurgents, interpreters called local and government leaders on Saturday morning and conveyed that business would go on as usual, not letting on that all the Americans would soon be gone. Over the past year, the military built relationships with 20 tribal sheikhs, paying them to clear the highway of garbage, making it difficult for insurgents to hide roadside bombs and blown-out tires and trash. The United States will continue to play a role in Iraq. The largest American embassy in the world is located here, and in the wake of the military's departure, it is doubling in size, from about 8,000 people to 16,000 people, most of them contractors. Under the authority of the ambassador would be less than 200 military personnel to guard the embassy and to oversee the sale of weapons to the Iraqi government. History's final judgment on the war, which claimed nearly 4,500 American lives and cost almost $1 trillion, may not be determined for decades. But it will be forever tainted by faulty intelligence, early missteps, and miscalculations. The war's conclusion is bittersweet for Iraqis, who will now face on their own the unfinished legacy of a conflict that rid their country of a hated dictator, but did little else to improve their lives.